love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I do wonder, you know, one of the things that I would hope, I don't, you know, because I haven't had a cell phone in years now. I don't know if there is a way that you, I know you can block individuals, which I assume you've done with me. That's why it goes to voicemail immediately. But I wonder if you could also limit the size of how much you store a voicemail to a particular number. So that would be encouraging, actually, because that would mean you are actually getting calls from others. You're just avoiding the man you committed your life to. Just, you know, how, what is the word? Worldly, unfortunately. That's really unfortunate. I had a, I would say, kind of a beginning of a discussion today on one of the issues I find, I've known this for years, decades, that to engage somebody in depth is a hard thing to do. And most people simply don't want to go there. For a variety of reasons, I think. One is they don't know how. They feel underskilled or things of that nature. They simply don't like where you're standing or where the subject matter is going, so they simply want to avoid it. Things of that nature. But it concerns me because what I find is I want to engage somebody because I want to be corrected. This is a big deal. As I quoted to George, rebuke a wise man, he'll be wiser still. I think there's a consistency in that idea. But when I talked with Chris today, it was, you know, there's a difference. The Romans 14 model, where we don't do things to, for the weaker brother to make him question his faith because we have additional freedom that he doesn't have. He doesn't feel he has, which is an issue that we go around a lot on. But that's different, you know, because the example I used in the Social Security video of a couple days ago is when you have somebody and you're trying to get him out of a significant sin. The example was operating a whorehouse. You wouldn't simply let it go and say, well, that's the way you want to be. No, you challenge your brother. And I wonder about that because I think about, you know, the interaction I had. Well, he only responded once. He didn't respond when I said, how about the scripture? He didn't respond in reference to the Social Security issue. I do challenge people constantly on the mask issue because it's stupid and it's illogical and there is no basis for it. It is yielding to authority. I will stand with. It is the armband of 100 years ago. And, you know, there was another report came out today how more studies are showing how when you wear the mask, it increases your possibility of your own illness. It makes you sick because, you know, especially cloth ones, but even the surgical mask, because what you expel stays in the mask and comes and grows and comes back in. But anyway, that kind of depth of conversation people seem to want to avoid, and I'm trying to figure out what to do about that, because it's an act of love. Because the argument I use is the 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, is it the preach the word, and it's with all patience. Some will say complete patience, but it is all patience. In other words, you don't stop. And, you know, it includes things like rebuke. correction and things of that nature. So it's important to, you know, because I've made the point about the 2 Timothy 3 about, you know, all scriptures God breathed, why to correct and to be corrected. It works both ways. But it's a struggle, and I sure wish I could struggle with my family on this. But anyway, one other thing, I mentioned I was out of envelopes for discs, and I have a stack of 100 coming in, and I bought, you know, cheaper ones rather than the padded ones, so I will plan on sending them out regularly. My lady, the person who loves you is not your dad, it's me, and I love you dearly. I won't turn from you. And honestly, I do think you know that. I love you.